Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this. AI in the e-commerce industry. When I tell you that, you know, what's the first thing that pops up?
AI in the e-commerce industry. It sounds very Star Wars. These are things that we were told will be the future of life, and now it's here, right?
You know what I like? When you search up an item and you kind of have a baseline of what you want, there are some apps that sort of suggest to you looking for something similar.
Right.
Or people who bought this as well. And it kind of helps you complete your I don't know.
Which is helpful for some people, and for some it might be irritating. It depends on willpower, how you see it. Like, hey, if this person bought that, I might as well get it as well.
Well, think of AI as something making suggestions or answering questions based on the data that you, the human being, put in.
And it gathers information to become smarter about, well, a person, a group, or a specific person. For example, if you are buying beer, the AI could recommend, as you mentioned, snacks that may go along with your beer and things like that.
Or if, let's say, the AI is learning more about you as the shopper in that scenario and finds out that this shopper happens to be vegan. So what kind of snacks go with what kind of special brand beer, for that matter?
So the thing about this, though, about AI, for example, if you're watching a streaming service and you're watching a certain kind of show, and if you realize now Netflix has a button that you can just play any show that it says
some
is based
feature, right?
on your viewing habits, that I don't like, because it sort of, yes, it's helping me make decisions, but it's also limiting the options that I have that I can see in my streaming, because I'm seeing the similar type of shows.
You use less of your brain. Because you don't sift through, you don't read the synopsis. You just let someone tell you what to watch.
Could be out there that you may be interested in
True.
As well.
Yeah. Miss out on opportunities, right? Or is that a good thing? For some people, maybe it is. Well, let's find out a little bit more from Guys Fu Haika, who is the founder and CEO of Ox Street. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm excellent. Thank you.
Very good, sir. I love the name Ox Street, but could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where we were brainstorming a lot of names and we had a big list. And of course, it has to sound good. It has to look good. We really like the visual impact of the Ox, of the OX. And then on top of that, it was actually born in the year of the Ox in 1985. So that was a very good sign. So we went with it.
And when was this all started? I mean, how did it come about?
We started thinking about it and preparing somewhere towards mid-2019, and we launched in early November 2019.
Wow. So literally just before the pandemic.
Yes. That was quite an interesting moment. It was actually, in the end, it was probably for business quite good, because there was a big shift move towards e-commerce from more traditional offline retail. So it helped us in the short term. And now it seems that the market has continued to really grow fast. So, business-wise, there are no complaints.
So, Ox Street, an integrated marketplace for sneakers and streetwear. It's based in Singapore.
All right. Well, let's talk about your products then. How does Ox Street check and guarantee that it's authentic? Can you walk us through the process of this?
Yes, for sure. So we guarantee that all the products transacted through Ox Street are authentic, and we do that by building a database of the real products, and we use images for that. And, and one of the places where we do employ AI is to sort of recognize the key points in those images and compare them to the sneakers that pass through.
So AI itself is smart enough to just analyze an image for authenticity?
No, not right now, but it does help to point you towards the right directions or spot things. But there's definitely still a human touch required. But I mean, it's still in early days for this kind of AI.
I see.
Well, it's really interesting. Let's talk about how a person then can differentiate between the original and fake sneakers. Because, like, I'm a bit of a sneakerhead. Is that the right word to use? But I get worried that I can't tell what's real, what's fake.
I mean, yeah, that's a real problem. And that's one of the reasons we started Oak Street. I would personally not recommend buying on, let's say, the open resale market unless you really know what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of fakes out there. So it's definitely a danger. Yeah, that's for sure.
But then you have these other sites like, I mean, what's to prevent me from going to other sites like Carousel? Or how do you stop people going to these resale sites?
We're really not trying to stop anybody. I think sort of going back to why we're here, one of the reasons we started is because for the new generation, Gen Z, 80% of our customers are below 35. There really isn't a good place to shop for fashion. And sneakers for us is only the beginning. We've just moved into apparel as well. And there are a couple of technological changes out there that are, AI is one of them, but also augmented reality that make the online shopping experience very much more exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for existing players to implement those solutions quickly enough. So for us, it's about innovating on the way that people interact with the products and they find the products.
So you said it's difficult for current players to integrate all these. What makes it then easier for a company like Oak Street to do this?
I mean, a lot of these things they require you to build the product around it almost. One example is image recognition. There are some existing e-commerce stores that use image recognition, image AI, to recognize which products are in an image. But they still start from a very traditional setup of having category pages and brand pages and then going into that and searching in a very old school way. Whereas for us, we have the chance to build from the ground up around these new technologies. And that completely changes how you interact with stuff. I personally think that typing in a search box is very old school, and it really reduces the speed at which you can interact with your phone, right? I mean, let's be honest, typing on a touchscreen is not a very good experience for anyone.
How could you guys?
I've tried using an image search before when I'm out and about, but it takes a while for the system to actually analyze the image, though.
Ours is really fast. It's 2 seconds flat, and you have the results.
Wow. I'm actually at your website right now, shopping for Air Jordans. What have you done? I noticed as well that you can sell your dead stock shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. So people buying and selling clothes and shoes is really part of the future. 50% of our buyers also sell. And this is driven by, you can have more expensive products, right? If you can resell them again and just recoup part of, it's almost like owning it for a while. And the concept of used shoes may sound very strange, but we're talking about shoes that have been worn 5-6 times and that can really, and that's still fine, you know, that's really like almost as new.
So guys, this is my no respect for boundaries type of question. How do you make money?
We take a commission on the transaction. So we have transactional business model. Every transaction we take a percentage.
Wow, I like this. It's got like a lowest price sort of options when you're looking at the shoes. And I got to say, it's quite tempting. It even filters out the size that's available. So I'm going to continue to do this, Tim. It's all yours.
All right. While you do that, let me ask guys about the difference between, in your opinion, M-commerce and e-commerce. And where is Oak Street on this one?
I mean, I'm taking the M to mean mobile, and e-commerce, M-commerce, I personally, they are just words to capture a certain, you know, area or something like that. But mobile is really, like, commerce has shifted to mobile extremely quickly. If we look at Oak Street, more than 80% of our users or the people visiting Oak Street are on mobile. So desktop is really almost an afterthought for us. We haven't really put much effort into the desktop website at all. It's really the apps that drives everything. So that's M-commerce, really mobile mobile first, it sounds kind of like old school.
It is really yeah. very much geared to the younger generation, Elliot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's a very good point. Holy heck, a golden age Jordan shoes for a little bit less than $200. All I need is a promo code, I tell you. On the line with us, talking about AI in e-commerce, is Guy Fu Haike, who is the founder and CEO of Ox Street. Ox Street, of course, is an integrated marketplace for sneakers and streetwear. It is based in Singapore. Let's talk a little bit about engaging with customers. I mean, Tim mentioned it's very much geared to the younger generation, but AI is all about learning from the people that are talking to it in that sense. So how does AI increase its ability to know about your customer demographic?
Well, I mean, it's the most classic way, which is what Netflix does as well, and Amazon, and every e-commerce store, is by just looking at where people go, what they look at. So we do that as well. But you can go to another level if you make more and different types of content available for the people browsing the app. You can feed the AI more detailed information. I think if you look at TikTok, I don't know if you've used TikTok, but that's the almost the golden standard of AI implementation now, where everything matters. How long you watch, which buttons you click, whether you swipe up, whether you maybe swipe back.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information that they gather from just people using the app, and most e-commerce is not there yet, but it will definitely move more into that direction as we start integrating video rather than photos, maybe 3D models. You know, there's so much more to do to enrich the experience of shopping online.
I'm just thinking right now, because I know you have even a sign up option for your site. So if, let's say, mm-hmm. I've signed up and I look purely at a particular range of Air Jordan shoes, and we'll just use that as an example, I suppose the AI is just going to feed me that type of range and just make life a lot easier for me. But don't you think I might miss out on something that I might want, even though mm-hmm. I rarely search for it?
Yeah, there are solutions for that. So
okay.
Coming back to Netflix, one of the things that maybe Spotify, it bothers me a bit, where you listen to, I don't know, you have a day and you have a party, you listen to a certain type of music, and then for weeks afterwards, there's nothing but that, right?
So yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah, so we definitely try to introduce some variety. And when it comes to new releases, we definitely try them out with people who may not have really browsed that style before.
Okay.
And then we see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Very interesting. I'm just thinking about this when you're mentioning about how even the device you're using might be learning about what our behavior is with your TikTok example. So is that the reason why perhaps I'm getting a lot of suggestions for things to use or wear at home, because the system knows I'm only browsing at home all the time, that I'm just at home these days? Could that be one of them?
I really don't know. I mean, that probably is Google and Facebook's targeting machine speaking. I'm not too deep into their companies, but it could be. I think there's probably a combination of things. One is that the market for products to use at home has just really grown also, so in general.
And at the end of the day, and to wrap things up, guys, I know at the end of the day, it's also about competitive pricing and looking at your shoe range. It is quite competitively priced. I am curious, though, and I want to know the rationale behind this or how attractive this might be. So you've got I'm looking at a pair and I'm about to check out. Shipping to Singapore, $10. That's not too bad. The shoe itself, $170. But there's an authentication fee and it states they're free. Now, I know what that is, but do you see this as something attractive to your customers, to know that it's a free authentication?
Yes, we want to make the point that it is authenticated and that as a buyer, you don't pay for it. So that's why it's there. We it's really important to gain and keep the trust of buyers while they are checking out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to remind them at the end of the checkout that it is going to be authenticated. That's basically the only reason. The other more subtle reason is that we could charge for authentication to the buyer. I mean, as a marketplace, like if you look at Grab or Gojek or any marketplace, you try to see which side of the marketplace has the willingness to pay. And at the moment, we are charging the sellers only, and we charge the buyers for shipping. So we try to play around with what people care about. For example, sellers, we offer them, you can have either free shipping or no payment fee. And they choose overwhelmingly for free shipping,
right,
even though free payment fee would have been better for them actually on average. So on the buyer side, we could try to offer free shipping and an authentication fee. You know, we haven't tried that yet, but you can play around with what you charge for a little bit.
Right. We've been speaking with Guys Fukhai He, who is the founder and CEO of Ox Street. Guys, really appreciate your time this morning. And I guess I'll be stuck on this website for a while more. You take care and stay safe, man.
I am definitely not going to stop you from buying. Thank you very much for having me, and have a good day, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.